What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Song there, Mike and the Mechanics, going back to the 80s, the Living Years. Good morning, welcome to Tuesday already. Hope you had a really good long weekend, whatever you got up to. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Once again, our regular guest, naturopath Mel. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike, on this icy cold morning.
I
know you love it.
Love icy cold mornings.
Okay. I'm a summer person.
It's funny. I thought you would enjoy the winter, but you don't.
No, and look, you're meant to embrace the changes of the seasons and diversity.
Mel.
And look, it's beautiful, fresh air. It's crisp. Mm-hmm. I just saw some people walking outside the studio, and they look like they're in their 80s. So I think it's awesome just to get out there, still get little bit of sun and some exercise. But you know, I can't quite feel my toes. And we're inside with heating.
So just on that, do you walk a lot?
Or ride? Every day, yes, okay. With a pram. Oh, yes.
Would you walk in the morning or the afternoon? So you wait till
afternoon. Afternoon, sort of evening. Oh, you know, like 4:30.
Okay, so you almost do. So there's a bit of sun out, hopefully.
Yes.
A little bit warmer.
Yes.
See, I enjoy it first thing. So for me, up this morning, 6:30. Pounding the pavement, beautiful. It is just
it's
delightful.
It's incredibly
I love it.
You know, it's a privilege to have such fresh air and to have very safe environments, you know, during the day for us to go out and exercise, and it doesn't cost anything. Cycling's another great one. Cycled around the bridges yesterday with a little carrier in tow and a little girl in the back.
How cute.
Yes.
Just on that, was there many out and about riding?
Yes.
It was a perfect day.
That's so encouraging. Absolutely. Have a day
pathways.
Off. Yes, get some exercise. You feel better. You know, good endorphins happening, and you know, you sleep better when you've had exercise.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to take a break. If you've got a question for Mel regarding your health, I've noticed a few people have been a little bit not feeling all the best. It was almost those winter blues have kind of started to sneak in.
Yes.
So if you're not feeling well, or you've got a question regarding your health, you can text in right now. The lines are open while Mel is here. 0429 985 985. Back after this one. Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. If you've got a question for Mel, naturopath, why she's in the studio, 0429 985 985. Now, Mel, we were just talking about exercising. As we're getting into this colder weather, do you change your diet radically with foods?
Well, that is one thing I do enjoy about sort of the winter food environment. I don't really go for the indulgent, heavy, rich, you know, the pastas with the cream sauces and bacon.
But it's a good meal.
No, not for me. But I certainly enjoy the traditional food, you know, a slow cooker and soups.
Slow cooker.
And for some people who think that's boring, well, go online.
Yeah.
Search for interesting soup ideas, and that can be sort of a healthier take on like a laksa soup, you know. So that would be using coconut cream or light coconut milk from a can rather than loading it up with dairy. Dairy can produce mucus in quite a few people and contribute to those sinus issues and, you know, cold symptoms people might be getting at the moment. The traditional sort of pea and ham type soups, homemade broths, potato leek soup, and again, kind of moving away from the dairy if you're prone to sinus issues, and looking at how many vegetables you can get in there and the flavour too. So when we buy a stock from the supermarket, it's got a lot of salt. We can be making that ourselves, or you know, you start off caramelizing an onion in the pan. Add a few sort of spices to that, and that's becoming your base. So you're really getting the natural flavours from food rather than salt.
and that's quite powerful, obviously, if you're not feeling the best, particularly through winter.
Yes.
Bit of a cold, feeling a bit down, a bit flat.
And trying to get that nourishment into you again. You've got a sore throat. A nice warm soup's going to be nice and healing, as opposed to, you know, eating toast without any nutrients there.
It's a good tip. Okay, so avoid the toast and go for
the soup. Look at the colours. So sweet potato, carrots. For people who, you know, want to have some pumpkin but add in the carrots as well, carrots are sweet. It's a nice colour. Yeah. People like that kind of finish with the food. Adding celery is another trick that I do. I think that's a nice taste. If your kids are fussy about having bits, you know, little chunks, just blend it. Keep the blender on until it's as smooth as anything. And that will work nicely for little ones. So if you keep a little bit aside, you know, with your family or whoever's in your house, keep that thicker consistency for your little kids and toddlers. Sometimes that's what they prefer. And then, you know, watering it down or adding maybe a pulse pasta to that. Pulse pasta that could be made out of lentils for adults and other people in your house. So you're getting good fibre, nutrients, antioxidants, nourishment.
I do like I must admit, though, if I'm having a bowl of soup, I do like some toast that go with it.
Okay. Can you have some nice, how about we talk paleo breads?
Okay.
Sweet potato sourdough. There's so many options. So, and it's a matter of swapping. We make those healthy choices.
All right. I'll check those out. If you've got a question for Mel, text in 0429 985 985. Back after this one. Lee, you are on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. With me in the studio is Mel, our naturopathy. If you do have a question while Mel's with us, text in now, 0429 98.5 98.5. Now, Mel, you just briefly mentioned something off air. What was that you were telling me about?
Well, some people can feel sort of low this time of year, winter, shorter days, colder, a lot of changes in our environment. Adding to that, you know, worldly changes, quite a bit of...
Yeah, it's a little bit of that going on.
Yes, whether that's sort of some underlying anxiety or mood changes on social media, watching the news, lockdowns, that uncertainty. But some people actually feel sad this time of year, and SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is a condition where people just suffer these kind of low moods and you know, maybe... losing a little bit of focus or feeling a bit lower when they're trying to wake up each morning. It's a bit harder. Having problems sleeping, a lower energy, just feeling sluggish or perhaps a bit agitated on the other end, you know, that bit of anxiety. So that can just creep up on people.
I've never heard of this.
Yes.
So it's been around for a while. It's like SAD.
SAD.
Hence sad.
It's easy to remember. Yes. And so just talking about getting outside when you get that little bit of light, a lunchtime for people who are in offices, that's a challenge. You know, end of the day, it's already dark by 5:30.
True.
If you're lucky enough to finish work at 5. and changes in your sleep as well, people feeling quite cold. We talk about summer, you know, feeling restless and hot, but the same can happen in winter. People can be quite cold, and those changes, serotonin can change as well, a happy hormone. So something you can do, seek help, talking to someone. Our friends are the people we sort of canvas ideas, the shoulder to cry on. The professional, the counsellor, the psychologist is the objective, qualified third-party person who helps us find the solutions there. So we do need a combination of both. And exercise is really key. I know I keep saying that, but, you know, it is.
Yeah.
Magnesium to help with sleep and mood and regulation and energy for ourselves, and nourishing food, because if we're not giving our bodies the vegetables, the antioxidants, think about 5 serves of veggies a day.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
It is.
Most people are sort of around the 2 or 3 mark there. Mm.
Sleep well, eat well, and get some exercise.
Yes, endorphins.
And it doesn't need to be, I mean, you just mentioned earlier, you passed a whole bunch of people just going for a beautiful walk.
Yeah.
Like a brisk walk.
Look, quite slowly. they were elderly. and finding what works for you.
Yes.
Whether it's you need the high intensity or you actually need to clear your mind with something relaxing.
I like a brisk walk.
of course, for me.
Are you the same? Yes. Or a bike ride, as you mentioned. Yeah. And still, even days like today, right? Fantastic out on a bike.
Yes. Walking Beautiful. With a colleague at lunch, you know, getting into the park, because it's all those things that are helping with our circadian rhythm, seeing the light in the day.
The what rhythm?
Circadian, mm-hmm. you know, sleep yeah. cycle. Oh, yeah, we good. Do need to see sunshine in the day, and then the endorphins coming from exercise.
Love it. Let's take a break. Got a question for Mel. Text in 0429 985 985. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Mel, our naturopath, is in the studio. We've covered quite a bit this morning, Mel, from slow cookers and food and exercise and a whole bunch of things.
Soup.
Soup, and I learned this thing called SAD.
Yes, seasonal affective changes. And
never heard of it.
Mood changes in winter as well.
Amazing.
Yes.
Quick question from Chris. Thank you, Chris, from Yenji Bump. Chris says, I've just fractured the small bones in my foot. What's the best food, vitamins, etc., to help my bones heal the best they can? Great question.
Yes, Chris, I'm guessing you're bones. In a bit of discomfort.
Mm. Ouch.
Really impacts, you know, how you feel because you're, you know, stuck, things you can't do, you can't go out and exercise. So, look, a good bone building sort of formula contains a good a bioavailable form of calcium. And then cofactors, because we need vitamin D3 to be absorbing that. We need vitamin K, which is mineralizing that into the parts. We need things like silica, which is going to really strengthen the bone and the connective tissue around that as well. Vitamin C is always the great repairer for scars, for building collagen, for ligaments, for your immune system as well, all those things, mm-hmm. Antihistamine. And collagen can help too. So I think
I've spoken about yes. Yeah.
Yes, because the collagen powders and bone broths are what's, you know, the building blocks of our body. And so got to think that it's not just a bone, but it's tissue around there. There could be inflammation. There's a lot of healing that's going to take place. And also the bone broth can look after your digestive system if you've been on, you know, painkillers and other
Very
things.
Good.
Yes.
Mel, just on the vitamin C, and I know we may have touched on this before, there's vitamin C and there's vitamin C. Is the best form the most powerful form in powder rather than capsule?
Yeah.
Or is there...
So, no, my preference is always a powder and a combination where you get additional sort of antioxidants, hesperidin, things that will help with, you know, recovery, that tissue being rebuilt there.
Yeah.
And just trying to think. Look, chewable for kids, or the powder, you know, you can give them the smaller adult dose because vitamin C always tastes really nice.
Sneak it into some food, maybe?
Yes, just not hot food.
Cold.
Yes, room temperature. Probably not a glass of milk. You know, I've got to be specific. I know people who will mix, you know, a really good quality gastrointestinal gut powder into something like a soda drink. I've got to be very specific, I've realised now.
And don't put it in the soup.
Don't put it in the soup that's being heated.
But you wouldn't know. If you didn't know, you didn't know.
No.
Like you could quite say, I might just chuck a bit in.
But
right?
You can with collagen powders. They will be stable in those, you know, hotter conditions.
Okay.
So a collagen powder can even be put into a cup of tea or coffee.
Okay. Or the casserole or the slow cooker or
yes,
whatever.
Yes. Hide it from the family and
Love
the kids.
Thanks, Chris from Yenjima, for your question. Back after this one from Don Henley, the Boys of Summer. Summer, there's definitely no summer today. We are definitely into winter today. Hey, Mel, just to finish off, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate having a chat to you and learning lots. Before you go, we've got our theme for this month here at 98.5, which is Speak Hope, Share Hope. What are your thoughts on that before you race out of the studios?
Look, hope is a predictor of mental health. When we've got hope, we've got something to look forward to. When we've got hope, we've got a new perspective. We're sharing that with people who are around us. We've got to be careful because many of us are like sponges for the environment and the people, and got to think about that kind of what's coming into our sight each day. What are we listening to? Can we lift someone up? Can we share our hope or speak encouragement to someone else? Because you know what? That costs nothing from a monetary value. You actually feel better when you're sharing hope yourself, lifting others up and building that community. So it's the community that help raise people. And when something happens, you know, when you're going through a health crisis, when you've got a diagnosis.
And you would see this quite
yes,
a lot.
Yes. So people need that hope. Mm. And got to remember that it's so important for our mental and emotional well-being. So whatever people are going through today, I encourage you. You know, you're stronger than you know. There's so many blessings upon our lives that we can share with other people, and we've just got to be encouraging.
Love it, Mel. Really appreciate coming in. By the way, I did mention at the start, but you're looking pretty good today. You got a new hairstyle going on there. It looks looks great.
You mean I actually
awesome.
I did some blow drying. Thanks for that encouragement, Mike.
You're looking good. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks, Mel.
Thank you.
You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio this morning has been our naturopath, Mel. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Hey, stick around, because coming up after 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking about solar panels. Have you got them? What do you reckon? You've got a question regarding your solar panels, you can text in right now. 0429 985 985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.